Imagine sitting across from someone who's struggling with a difficult boss, career indecision, or relationship troubles. Most coaches would immediately offer solutions and action steps, but Marian Franklin's approach is radically different. After her own painful divorce forced her to confront uncomfortable truths, she wasn't just a victim, she had emotionally checked out long before. Franklin developed laser-focused coaching, a methodology that transforms lives by illuminating what clients cannot see themselves. Unlike conventional coaching that applies temporary fixes, this approach creates permanent perspective shifts that ripple through every aspect of life. The distinction is profound. Rather than treating symptoms, laser-focused coaching addresses root causes, the unconscious patterns, limiting beliefs, and faulty perceptions that keep us stuck despite our best efforts. What if the most powerful coaching doesn't solve problems, but transforms how we see them? Traditional coaching often follows formulaic approaches that address problems at face value, providing temporary solutions while underlying issues persist. Laser-focused coaching concentrates on the person rather than their situation, recognizing that client statements reflect perceptions, not absolute truths. This approach uses provocative questions to challenge thinking patterns and explore meaning behind words. While a traditional coach might recommend productivity techniques for time management struggles, a laser-focused coach investigates why time management is difficult for this specific individual, potentially uncovering perfectionism, fear of failure, or people-pleasing tendencies at the root. This deeper approach creates release by addressing causes rather than symptoms. When clients experience these perspective shifts, they naturally develop authentic, sustainable action steps. The resulting transformation impacts all life areas because change occurs at the level of identity and belief, not merely behavior. Listening is coaching's most crucial skill. Our minds naturally wander during conversations, filling gaps with assumptions. When not fully attentive, you miss vital information, rush to solutions, or become self-distracted. Every client interaction provides valuable data for your mental data bank without judgment. Never dismiss offhand comments. People mention things for reasons. When clients say, "I'm having a horrible time with my boss today, but I want to talk about my mother," inquire about the boss first. While listening, consider, "Why are they telling me this?" and "What makes this a problem for them?" Embrace silence as a powerful tool. Wait for clients to speak first after questions. Clients don't intentionally lie, but what they initially share is perception rather than truth. Don't believe the client doesn't suggest dishonesty. Clients genuinely believe their stories. Masterful coaches recognize these as just the tip of the iceberg. By separating facts from perceptions, coaches help clients see alternative interpretations without invalidating them. Like traffic helicopter reporters, skilled coaches maintain a high-level perspective to identify patterns and themes, focusing on the person rather than situational details. Coaching conversations reveal overarching patterns in client thinking. Recognizing these themes helps coaches facilitate perspective shifts, focusing on transformation rather than details. When you identify a theme, the underlying belief conveyed through actions, words, and thoughts, you can bypass the plot, what, and focus on the person, who. Self-esteem underlies virtually all client challenges. While rarely addressed directly, enhanced self-worth emerges naturally from effective coaching. Diminished self-worth manifests in behaviors like feeling inadequate, overcompensating, people-pleasing, tolerating toxic relationships, poor boundaries, inability to express needs, self-criticism, perfectionism, and failure to acknowledge personal gifts. Franklin identifies 25 common coaching themes as a theme cheat sheet. The either-or theme appears when clients use black-and-white thinking that misses additional options, like Paul the teacher, who believed he must either accept all pet-sitting jobs or none. The going-to-the-hardware-store-for-milk theme describes expecting something from someone incapable of providing it. Simply naming these themes often creates immediate client recognition of their limiting patterns. The pivotal moment in masterful coaching occurs when clients are ready to shift perspective. Transformational shifts create viewpoints that transform thinking, revealing opportunities and solutions for immediate, long-term change. Our paradigm encompasses everything we know and believe, our world in a small box, while shifting means expanding awareness beyond current thinking. Studies show 90% of people move away from pain, while only 10% move toward pleasure. Helping clients acknowledge their pain motivates change. Without client buy-in about their current difficulties, meaningful changes rarely happen. As Henry Cloud notes, we change our behavior when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of changing. To find leverage points, listen for limiting beliefs clients hold as truth. Statements like, "It's hard to get a job in a difficult economy," aren't universal truths. When clients say, "If I share my thoughts, he will leave me," coaches can present choices. Continue suffering in silence or try something different to possibly get what you're hoping for. An effective approach uses deepening questions. What is it costing you to? Using the client's exact words. After they list costs, ask, "What else is it costing you?" Then explore the payoff. What do you get out of thinking that? These questions help clients recognize their pain and need for change. While coaches should primarily listen, your words significantly impact client progress. Direct communication helps clients see their situation clearly without judgment. Many coaches avoid this approach, fearing hurt feelings, being wrong, or losing clients. However, sharing neutral observations prevents subsequent questions from being tainted by unspoken judgments. Instead of asking clients to envision their future, which produces mere hopes, paint vivid pictures that place them mentally into situations as if happening now. This evokes visceral responses even from analytical thinkers. When Chelsea claimed she wanted a relationship, imagining the perfect man at her door revealed she wasn't ready because she couldn't invite him in. When clients cite obstacles like insufficient time or money, ask what they would do without that limitation. Suppose you had all the money in the world. What would you do? This reveals true desires beyond perceived constraints. Metaphors create immediate awareness without confrontation. Use third-person language. It's as if someone were to, so clients hear observations objectively. Effective metaphors capture what you're observing, whether it's seeking validation from inappropriate sources, going to a hardware store for milk, or maintaining contradictory behaviors, wanting to run a marathon without training. Laser-focused coaching creates permanent transformation by focusing on the person rather than their situation, revealing what clients cannot see themselves. What clients do with you mirrors their behavior in the outside world, a crucial insight into their patterns. For instance, a client who consistently leaves jobs due to horrendous bosses will likely abandon coaching too, unless helped to recognize this pattern. The ultimate reward is sustainable change that transforms how clients perceive themselves and their world, creating ripple effects throughout their lives. In a quick fix culture, looking deeper creates lasting transformation. The essence of coaching isn't providing answers, but asking questions that help people discover their own truth. When we listen beyond words, challenge perceptions without judgment, and illuminate blind spots, we transform lives rather than merely solving problems.